that is Cause I Am Funky by Wilfred Felix Ninja. The Ninja back on my platform with a new album we're going to talk about. Wilfred, are you with me?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Can you hear me well?
Yes, very clear, very clear.
Great, great. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in this evening on December the 16th,
yes,
right?
It is. This,
December
yes,
the
it is.
16th of 2020. And Wilfred and I, we're going to talk about his new album, Time. And it's just been recently released. Is that correct?
That's correct. It was released in June 20th.
June 20th. And I like it. I really like it. So that's what you've been doing since the last time you were on my show. It's been a little over a year ago, correct?
Yes. I had put out a single in between that. I had been doing a couple of tour dates and stuff. Things that were COVID just had started taking off. I ended up doing some lightweight touring with Ready for the World. We did what was called Funk Corona, and that was out in Los Angeles. Then we did another East Point. This was East Point, Atlanta, Georgia. We did, I guess they would call it like admiration for the frontline workers, and we did that. That was the last two actual live. The last two live shows that we did, and that was this year, and that was basically right during the very height of COVID when they didn't have anybody flying or playing or anything. So we got lucky and were able to perform actually live. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for that information. By the way, where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of Flint, Michigan.
Oh. All right.
But I'm a native. I'm a native of Grand Rapids. I got to give a shout out to my home people. And but yes, I've been in Flint now for the last 39 years, and Flint's my home now. So I am a Flintstone. So I got to call it out like it is.
All right. Well, phone lines are open. Anyone can call in and give Ninja a shout out. So let's talk about your Time album. What inspired you to do this album called Time, and the name of it, the title name of the album, Time? What was the inspiration?
Actually, it was like all the current events that was happening in my life and a time frame of when I wanted to get actual my expression out over a period of different albums, and it to give you everything that I really wanted to give you, so it would span over different emotional roller coasters of saying what I wanted to do, but all that kind of rolled into a time frame. And I thought, like, you know, the best way to express this would be to say, just call it Time and let the music speak for itself.
Well, that first track I played, Cause I'm Funky, you wanted to give us all that you can get funky on that guitar, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Everybody knows that I got some large inspiration from Prince, and he's always been one of my greatest inspirers. And my thing was, I wanted to give him some homage, let some people know that I could play a little bit. I'm learning, like so many guitar players.
Well, you did a very good job.
So much better than me. I'm thankful that they even acknowledge me as an actual guitar player, because there's some bad cats out here. It really is.
Yes. Well, you do a very good job. I got you back on my platform.
Oh, thank you so much. Actually, yes.
Well, let's stop talking a little bit and let's play this track. It's called With You. What is this brief story behind that track there, With You?
Well, that track was really an emotional track for me. I was going through a lot of things. It was kind of like being able to tell you when to let up when you're actually in relationship, marriage, or whatever it is. And it's almost like some things don't have to be said for you to feel 100% of the emotion, which is in whatever it is you're going through. And so when I wrote it actually musically first. And when I did that, I was looking for a vocalist. And then me and Sophie, we always kick it because she's a great vocalist. And I added her to the track. She didn't know how I had wrote it for her because I'm real good at placing vocals with music. Mm-hmm. And so I had her lay it, and she came with the magic, as she always does. She's very special. I mean, smoking hot, yes.
All right. Well, I like it, and I want my fans out there to hear this track. This is With You on Wilfred Freelich's Time album. Be right back. Freelich's Time album. All right. So, well, can you give us the website information and the social media information, and also where your album can be purchased at any of the online music outlets?
Yes, absolutely. first of all, the social media sites, I have two. I have an artist page. It's called Wilfred Ninja Freelix, Ninja, N-E-N-J-A, in parentheses. And then my social, other normal social media page, which is Wilfred Freelix. That's the one you catch me on talking crazy to everybody. And also now I have two websites to also. Tight Strings Production, T-I-G-H-T-S-T-R-A-N-G-Z, production, not S, .com, of course. And then also www.WilfredFreelix. That's where you can purchase everything that you want from me, which is www.Wilfred, W-I-L-F-R-E-D, capital W, Freelix, capital F-R-E-L-I-X.com. You can pick up all my music. You can screen everything that you want to hear that I do and I have done. You can go on it and sample it. You can go to my swag shop. You can see all my pictures, my bio. If you want to find out anything you really want to find out about me, from where I've been up from the past 40 years, pretty much 50 years, till today, you can go on my site and find out a whole bunch of everything you want to know about me. And if you really just really want to know, befriend me, and we can talk, because I'm friendly. I like for everybody to know me.
All right.
I would love for everybody to become a fan of mine, because I just really want to play for you anyway. So that's where I'm at, and I really like to entertain live for everybody. That's my main strong point. I get down that way, so I'm really looking forward to this COVID being over to actually perform for everybody.
So when this pandemic is over, will you be traveling and performing in other cities? Because I'm hoping to get you down here in Indiana, because we love jazz down here in Evansville, Indiana, where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm hoping. My guy, Keith Gilchrist, he does all my booking for me. He's trying to put me everywhere that they'll have me, and I want to do some big tours or some major names. But if not, I'm good with some people that I work with. I also have a trio that I work with, which is Ray Janae Nat Freeman, and also John the Saint. And we call ourselves Three Times Soul. It's just a three-piece act, and we cover everything. And we were getting ready to go on tour just before COVID hit. Unbelievable. Yes. Just before COVID hit, and that messed all that up. So, but, you know, things happen for a reason. But it's a lot that I do it ready. So you see me out with them a lot. And plus my own thing, I moonlight a lot. I write songs for different people. We'll get into that. Let you finish asking me any questions you want.
All right. So to introduce yourself, about yourself and your music career, what would you say to our curious listeners out here? Briefly about your music career, how long you've been in the industry, what would you say right now to them?
Well, I've been in the music industry for a very, very long time, but I'm going to say it like this. If you really want something, you have to go after it. Musically, I've been playing the guitar now for almost 50 years, actually in the actual business for about 40, actually writing and making records and having my own studio about 33 years. Because a lot of the times, if you just really want to do what you want to do, those are the things that you're going to put all your energies into. And my whole life really consisted of music, martial arts, and other skills that I tried to partake in and that I wanted to be very good and to excel in. So, but my musical career, I'm hoping that I can be in front of everybody before I check up out of this place. And I'd like for everybody to get a chance to actually hear me live so that they can enjoy what God has given me to give to you.
All right. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And I would like to play another track. Let's play Unity. It looks like a lot of folks really like that track. What inspired you to push Unity, do that track?
Well, I love Queen Latifah anyway, though. I love her music, but it was really an inspiration towards the way the world was heading right now and is heading. Thankfully, we've come out from under the regime of, you know, who I'm not going to say.
Yeah.
But anyway, but to actually get this whole planet and these people back together on one accord, because division doesn't do nothing but tear everything down. We talking about love of self, love of your neighbor, they say a house divided, you can't stand. So that should tell you everything in itself. That was 100% of the inspiration for me to put something out that would at least draw a person musically to listen to what I'm trying to say, to give you a split second to dwell on, man, if this guy can do something like this, you know. It'll take your mind off of anxieties too. So it's just, that's what I wanted to do. Aim it in that direction.
When I heard it, it did take my mind away. And I really plucked into your fingers on that guitar, them strings. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, it did get me. Yeah. So I'm gonna go ahead and play it for our listeners again. This is a big time favorite. Here is Unity, and I'll be right back.
All right.
What's happening, y'all?
It's Will the Thrill from Will for Ninja Felix. Unity featuring the Queen.
Well, the swag shop is, you have to go to www.wilfredfelix.com. Once you log in, if you tap on, there's a gold button on my menu log. Once you tap on it, it'll give you the sub menus. It'll be under CDs, MPs, And then Swag Shop. You tap Swag Shop, it'll take you right to it, because I got a lot of sub-menus and everything if you really want to take the time and go in to find out about me. I put everything out there for you to see. But anyway, going back to the Swag Shop, you can pick anything that you really want out of me. I got, like, coffee mugs. I got portraits. I got magnetic stickers. I mean, everything that you just really want just to tinker around with. I hope everybody like me like that. You just get this stuff, and that's why I put it out there. Because I want to be a household name and a favorite of everybody's.
Right.
And I'm trying to give it to them at reasonable prices, and I'm not trying to gouge nobody or jam them into a box and make them overpay for anything. But as far as the Swag Shop, it's some good looking merchandise. Of course, I'm on it. You know that. So, but I'm trying to actually spread my brand, and also my trademark name is right on it. And once you see that trademark, you're gonna know ain't nobody but Wilfred Ninja Freelix. It's my product because nobody else has that. That's me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for that information. I'm gonna have to go on there and get the shopping.
Probably after
the holidays, because the shipping is something's going slow and delayed about the shipping right now. But I promise you, I'm going to buy something up in there because I like those T-shirts and hoodies. And I'm about to check out some of them other things I done missed out you mentioned. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely can get something that you'll find to accommodate something that I do that you're going to like. Especially to just keep me in mind. Oh, that's Ninja. Right.
Yeah.
And that's
all
a
right.
great thing.
Yes. And thank you all for all that information. So will you be doing any upcoming events online or performances, or do you have any events or concerts or future concerts scheduled? Tell us about it.
Yes, I'm actually getting ready to do a Valentine's Day. This is just for Valentine's Day. We're ready for the world because I do play with them also. We'll be doing a live podcast with them. But because of the COVID thing, we're trying to stay out of everybody's way. I don't want to play and cause myself or to cause a situation where everybody really want to come and see you and cause more conflict hurt than help. You know, so I would rather, you know, I'll probably go on and do like I do sometime now. Even I'll play and put, you know, I don't even try to make nobody go to like a Cash App or nothing. I just play something and I do, and I just stick it out there just to let them hear. But I don't try to flood the market in that aspect as to say I'm getting ready to do a concert. I can do concerts. I'm set up to do whatever I want to do because I have a studio here.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I really see, I'm not an opportunist. Let's say it like that. I want everybody to like me on their terms. I'm not going to jam you down my throat because it's an inopportune time. You know what I'm saying? Pay because you can't see me. I want you to pay because you want to see me. That's how I feel about it. And when it goes back to you and having likability for your gift, I'd rather almost give it away. Now, some of the things I do have to cover, like merchandising and stuff like that, because I have to pay for it to even get it to you. So I have to almost try to cover my costs, you know, that thing. So it's nothing like I'm trying to say. Even like on my website, when you go to it, you're able to sample everything I've ever done without paying a penny. And you can buy everything in singular instead of trying to buy albums. You know, you can buy everything for $1 per track. So now you're not have to dig into your pocket to rob Peter to pay Paul to understand if you like me or not. You can listen to it for free.
Right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. So.
Yes.
Will you... do you have any information to tease us about it on any other future music projects?
Yeah, so I'm dealing with a couple of people. I'm going to just say, I know me and Sophia, we got one, Sophia and Janelle, me and her working on one. I got another lady that I work with, which is Renee Janae, not Freeman, and she's actually working on a tune that me and hers working on. Also, Costella, I've submitted stuff to her, and also Kia Michaels. Me and her, we talk a lot, so me and her will probably be doing future projects too. So I'm just I'm dipping into the well that way. I like working with women artists because I can get more emotional with them and they can convey what I'm what I read. And it ain't that I don't like working with the guys, but for some reason, guys, they figure, you know, they want, when they write something, they want to have it a certain way. You know, it's no big deal. Just my preference.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. You are more than welcome to give a shout out to all the persons that have supported you on this new current time album. Go right ahead, Wilfred.
Okay, I'm going to try to make this brief because I got a long list of people. Okay, first of all, Tom Merchant, Frank Tooney, Gary Fustin from the GHP family, Ray Moe, Joyce Spencer, Gaia. Man, I got so many people to thank. DJ Thunderstorm, Antoine, he's here in Flint, Michigan. Will McNeil, Joe Cool, Craig Ruhlhock, I believe that's how he pronounced his name. Stefan Parrish, Bernard Terry, he's my engineer. I mean, everything you're hearing is because of him. Eugene Brown, DJ Point Man, DJ Terry Johnson, which is DJ Starchild, Mike Lyle, Steve Hines, one of my graphic designers, and all my work that you see, that's pretty much you see in graphics and stuff like that. Keith Gilchrist, of course, that's my brother. He take great care of me. Everybody remember that name, Keith Gilchrist. And Kelvin Alexander, he's another great supporter of mine. And all the people that, if I'm missing your name, please forgive me. It's off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember all these names. But most of them are all radio people that have supported me and put me on the radio stations. And you, of course, you know, I can't forget you, sweetheart. You done had me twice in the mix. And you've been dropping it up for me real good. I watch you all the time. So, if I can do anything that you need me to do, like you say, coming down there into your spot down there, if I had to come down there, make a personal visit and test off one for you. Yeah, I'd love to do that. Yep, so that's not a problem.
All right. Wilfred Freelix. All right. And let's give everyone an applause for supporting you, and hopefully they will continue supporting you for the number of years to come. We're almost coming to the end of our showcase and our fun. I want to thank you for coming back, Wilfred, and you know you're welcome to come back on my show with any other future music project. And I want to say happy holidays to you and your family. I will be playing two more tracks. One is called Take It Off. That's such a sexy sound. And Up All Night. I will play that at the end of the show. What is the inspiration behind Take It Off and Up All Night, Wilfred?
Well, both of those were... you know, the marital songs that I want all, everybody to be able to reflect that with a loved one, that they special significant other, and it's just accommodating music for your loved one. Let's put it that way.
All right, thank you for that. Yep. Thank you for that. Yep. Any words of encouragement you want to give in the dark times we're dealing with here in the year of 2020, Wilfred? Any words of encouragement?
Yeah, I would. I would say there's a lot of hatred and everything that's going on. A lot of times all that's sown because somebody else is spewing that at you. You know, try your best to keep yourself and your mind and your spirit clean, and the things that you would have other people want to say and react to you in a certain way, that's whatever you give out is what you're going to receive. So the more you keep your mind and your body and spirit in a, I'm going to say, a positive shape or fashion, that's all the vibes that you'll give out, and you'll be able to see the fruits of your labor, because somebody could be mad. If you start smiling at them, they'll just, you know, either clam up and go about their business. So it's contagious of whatever it is that you give out. As far as us being able to spread love to one another and people that are less fortunate, and I'm a big person of that. I tell everybody all the time, if I'm able to help you, I will. And if I have means and accessibility to help you out of a tight spot or whatever it may be, that's what I'll do, because God gives us everything in abundance. And so if you don't act like you can help somebody, close fist never gets anything, or they can say it like this, a closed mouth never gets fed. It's the same thing about giving. you can't get anything with your fist closed. So, be generous and generous and gracious. And then it's this time of the holiday, I know there's a lot of people that are depressed. You know what? Mm-hmm. Be thankful that you got your health, because I've been through a lot of health issues. For me to be able to sit here and talk to you and be able to actually play and perform, a lot of things that people don't know about me that has happened that I won't go into. But anyway, I'm thankful to be able to present me to you as far as Wilfred Ninja Freelix. And what you're seeing is God-given. It is nothing to my doing.
Right, right. Wow. That's a testimony right there. Real time. Wilfred Freelix,
yes.
Everyone. Thank you. And it's a blessing
I
get to hear from you again. And hopefully I'll hear from you again in the next few months. You keep doing what you're doing. I love your music. You know,
well, thank you so much,
Jim. Yes, I love your music. So you keep doing what you're doing. So
thank you so much.
This is Lady Diva about to sign out. I want to thank everyone for listening. Wilfred Freelix, his new Time album, is out to be purchased now. Check it out. And
yes,
I will be playing Take It Off and also Up All Night. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, for Let's Jazz It Up. Good night, everyone.
All night we can.